Baby, let me see you go, Brenda. Tell a T-shirt. It's Friday, girl. Go ahead and turn. I like the way she do that. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda. Tell Alicia. It's Friday, girl. Go ahead and turn. Go, Don. Go, Sean. Go, Ness. Go, Alicia.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell won't be the only person to announce a draft pick for the 2023 NFL Draft. Special guests announced this year's selection have been revealed, and the Kansas City Chiefs will have guests for day two and day three of the draft. Now, look, man, there's going to be a lot of people coming to the town. Matter of fact, man, I just got a new little thing with New Balance I'm going to be announcing later on this morning. It's set to be a whole lot of people coming to the town. And that's why I just want to talk about the growth of Kansas City real quick. It's just the city looks so beautiful right now. You see all the construction and all that. I know we got to deal with that. But y'all, just take this, embrace it, because right now we are in the middle of a renaissance in Kansas City, of our city, growing and looking beautiful with the airport and the streetcars and all this other stuff. So embrace the NFL draft. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, y'all. Embrace it and take it all in. I can't wait for Thursday.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs to reach the lower 60s. A little bit of rain coming later on. Currently, you're clear at 45 in Overland Park. DaBaby is cooler than a fan with everyone.
Would you do a new album with Meg Thee Stallion?
Would I do a new album with Meg Thee Stallion?
Or a new track?
You would? Absolutely, man. Yeah, man. You know I'll do a new song with you.
Have you guys spoken? Are you cool?
Nah, yeah, absolutely. Cooler than a fan, baby.
Or have you spoken to Tory at all?
To Tory? Nah, it's hard to speak to him. You know what I'm saying?
Do you guys think you'll ever be cool again?
Who?
You and Tory.
Mark, what's up? You got my what you call it?
Dang. Huh? Do you guys think that you
cooler than a fan, baby? I'm cool with everybody, man.
Yeah.
Spread love, baby. Spread joy, baby. Okay, you have a good one. New music into the month.
What?
Yeah.
I bet you would, because the track record for DaBaby the past couple years with music ain't been pretty, and I'm sure he could use a little bump, if you will.
Oh, I'm going to fix him.
Speaking of Megan, I bet she ain't sweating that, because she's opening up about cleaning up her verse for her Savage remix per Beyonce's request.
She gonna do it. But she did it, and my mind was blown. I called my granny. Me and my manager was in my living room going crazy. Beyonce was like, could you please make your verse like a little bit cleaner? And I went in my living room and I recorded it right then. Like, Beyonce had to tell me twice. I sent that verse right back. But it was amazing. Like, everybody knows that I am obsessed with Beyonce. So when I got the collab, like being from Houston with her, I was just appreciative. Like, when I saw people dancing to the song, vibing to it, loving it, how many famous people was dancing to the song, I was like, oh my God, y'all know me.
Megan also reflected on her career so far, including hosting and being a musical guest for Saturday Night Live.
Okay, so when I first got there, I thought that these people were memorizing all of these lines for each of these skits. And I was nervous because I was like, how am I gonna remember? And they were like, Megan, you don't have to memorize the lines because they are gonna change on the day of. And I was like, they're gonna change? Why are we in rehearsal then? But no, it was so much fun. I was in love with everybody that was on the cast. I was like, oh my God, Lauren, hire me. He was like, well, you always have a job here. So I mean, you know, I guess maybe I'll join the cast of Saturday Night Live. It'll just be Stallion Night Live all the time.
During a recent interview, Nick Cannon said that he believes he has some superpowers, one that I've never heard of.
Are you at this point practicing birth control?
Yeah, but I'm gonna be honest, I got some super sperm or something, because I've practiced birth control and people still got pregnant. So, but the.
Wow.
Yeah, I think, but to say that, I mean, I'm not, I don't think I'll, I'm trying to be as responsible as I possibly can and learning lessons.
It's hard to be responsible when you have super sperm.
Yeah.
It is. And take care of your sperm, take care of yourself, take care of your family. Nick Cannon, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I can't let today go by without recognizing the untimely death of Prince Rogers Nelson, who passed away 7 years ago today. I wasn't the biggest Prince fan. Like, I know the little underground rivalry back in the day was Prince versus Michael. I was definitely hands down a Michael Jackson person. But I respect Prince and what he's done and his skill set that he had. We definitely recognize greatness on this show, and Prince definitely fit the bill. So throw your purple on and pull out a 40 for our ancestor, Prince Rogers Nelson.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tougher.
Do you seek to utilize the power of focus? Then get your priorities straight. To focus on one thing is to ignore all the other things. That can be costly because many of those other things have value. Focus involves an intentional choice. What is important enough to focus on to the exclusion of all else? Know specifically what you can't afford to ignore for a while and why. You're paying a price for focus, so be sure to get sufficient value in return. Second guessing your choice to focus will erode that focus. Be certain of your commitment to that choice and give your focus power, stamina, resilience. Where you direct your focus is a serious and potentially life-changing choice. Choose honestly with yourself and wisely. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
City's number one choice for hip-hop and R&B. You tuned in and turned up to the Morning Grind. Max Sauce in the building holding our KC kids down. What up, though? 6:54 today. Look for highs to reach the lower 60s. Could have some cloudy skies later on. Currently, you are clear in 45 in Lee's Summit. All my KC kids, look your best and do your best. Let's go.
Listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The grandson of the white homeowner who shot Ralph Yarl, who rang his doorbell, he said he wasn't shocked when he heard the news about his grandfather. He was interviewed by Don Lemon of CNN.
Myself and my family stand with Ralph Yarl and seeking justice. This is a horrible tragedy. It never should have happened.
Folks are going to want to know, why are you speaking out and apparently against your grandfather?
It's the right thing to do. This country happens over and over again where people get away with killing unarmed, innocent black people. And I would have had the same energy for any other case like I've had over and over again in this country, like I said. But so it's the right thing to do. People need to speak out and not make any excuses for this kind of behavior and this violence.
So you said for killing innocent black people, the prosecutor in this case has suggested that there was a racial component to it. Do you believe your grandfather is racist?
I believe he holds racist tendencies and beliefs. He's just a stock American Christian male. It's older, you know, that's just how they are. It's the conspiracies and weird, random racist things that they say, yeah, sound, and it doesn't make sense, but they're just scared.
You're generalizing a lot here about, you said, older Christian white males, but what do you mean by that? What do you mean they're scared? Talk to me more, please.
I feel like a lot of people of that generation are caught up in this 24-hour news cycle of fear and paranoia perpetuated by some other news stations. And he was fully into that, sit and watch Fox News all day, every day, blaring in his living room. And I think that stuff really kind of reinforces this negative view of minority groups and leads people to be a little, it doesn't necessarily lead people to be racist, but it reinforces and galvanizes racist people and their beliefs.
Has he always been this way, or is this something new?
I feel like he's been pretty conservative for a long time, which is fine, but I feel like in the last 5 or 6 years it's really ramped up. He was a huge Trump supporter.
Clint Ludwig. Fam, I don't know if y'all heard that. It was a little twang in there. I think he might be a brother. Clint, I need to have a conversation with you, dog. Seriously. Morning Grind gang, if y'all got some connects or something, link me in.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Our Kansas City Glory, that's our women's professional football team, the 2-1 Glory, are coming home this week, y'all. And that's where I will be at. All right, Saturday, 6 p.m. at Shawnee Mission North High School. We need to mob out and support our Kansas City Glory women's professional football team as they take on the Denver Bandits. Now, y'all know in Kansas City, we do not like nobody that represents Denver football. Bandits, Broncos, whoever it is, you're going to get stomped out by the Kansas City Glory. Coming up this weekend, Shawnee Mission North High School. Shouts to Coach Kiki Blackman leading our Glory to a fantastic 2-1 record. We going 3-1 this weekend, though, against them Denver Bandits. Shout out to our Kansas City Glory.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Something is going on downtown at City Hall, y'all. Let's keep our eye on this. Melissa Robinson, City Councilwoman Melissa Robinson's effort to hold a no-confidence vote for City Manager Brian Platt is on hold until further notice. Now, there was a closed session by the council, and Robinson said her effort was now on hold, but didn't immediately say why. Allegedly, y'all, listen to this. The council has received complaints about how Platt is running his office in the city's government. The complaints range from items being taken out of the budget from ordinances passed, issues with hiring practices in the Kansas City Fire Department, and other general, quote, micromanagement. As you remember, Platt was hired in October 2020 after he previously served as the city manager in Jersey City, New Jersey. Now, at the time, remember the controversy in the selection process and hiring Platt? Y'all remember that? The Jersey Times leaked his hiring in a now deleted article, and that was just 2 days before the full city council approved Platt. And of course, members of that council were upset that that was leaked before the full council voted. But, you know, then there was some other thing that Brian David Platt got caught up in the past 6 months or so. There's been a lot of issues, man. I'm gonna have to get to the bottom of this and see what's going down at City Hall.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Could be some cloudy skies later on, but currently you are mostly sunny in 44 in KCK. Martin Lawrence was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday as he was surrounded by family and friends, including Steve Harvey, Tashina Arnold, Tracy Morgan, and Lynn Whitfield. And during the event, Martin showed love to Jamie Foxx.
I hear he's doing better, you know, from what I hear, and my prayers go out for him every night, and just wishing the best for him. One of the best that we got in Hollywood. Not only one of the best entertainers, but a good person.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama shared her thoughts about marriage in this day and age. Young people, pay attention.
Marriage is hard.
Yes.
And a lot of young people quit on marriage over things that are just a part of the commitment.
Yes.
We've been married for 30 years.
I know.
You know, if I fell out with him for 10 and we had great 20 years, I'd take those odds anytime. But I don't, we glamorize marriage. And in this day and age, marriage is more about the dress and the dresses.
Yes.
And the proposal and the honeymoon and all the stuff around it. And young people aren't ready for the real of marriage. So I think, once again, it's incumbent upon us, people who have had successful marriages, to be really honest about the fact that making a commitment to be with someone means you compromise, and compromise ain't always fun.
Yeah, I often look at the landscape of marriage, and I think some people just really don't know what they're getting themselves into. The level of commitment and sacrifice is a big price to pay, but definitely worth it. Especially when you find the right one.
You ain't lying, bro.
Now, while the First Lady is trying to educate us on marriage, Blueface is trying to educate us on cheating.
Every man you've ever been with has cheated. I'm going to tell you that first.
You're a liar.
Whether they're going to tell you, whether you found out after, before, whenever, they have stepped out of the relationship. Even the guy you with now, he's cheating on you. I guarantee you. It's just a manly thing. Men are, we hunters. We're going to hunt, you know? We're not going to tell you everything we knocked down, everything we hunted. Be realistic. How old are you?
I'm 27, but so you don't think loyalty...
So you should know that then.
But no, but I believe loyalty exists.
I don't think cheating and loyalty is like in the same bracket.
You know what? I'm not even mad at Blueface, because really, honestly, he's speaking for him. He's speaking his truth. That don't apply to all of us ladies. And don't you dare compare us men, us regular folk, to Blueface. That's him and his own ignorance. That ain't got nothing to do with what the rest of us men do. But Blueface, keep that to yourself, fam. Getting all of us other men in trouble. What are you doing?
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's time to say happy birthday to those patient, clever, tough, and determined tourists. Happy birthday, y'all.
Lord, happy birthday.
Put your hand up. Former NFL quarterback and current broadcaster Tony Romo turns 43. Comedian Rob Riggle turns 53. Actor and TV host Terrence J turns 41. And actor Tony Danza turns 72. Let's take it to the crib to wish some of our family in Kansas City some happy birthdays. Lionel Barron, Amber Elder, and Joshua Ramirez, happy birthday. Natasha Warren, Ramsey Williams Sr., and Sarita Cheadle, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Raphael Green, my dog D Major, J. Dot Bentley, and everybody else born on April 21st. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your day.
Happy
birthday.
Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Mika.
Hey, Mika. How you feeling?
I'm fine. Just dropping the kids off at daycare.
You in a singing mood?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. Your shot to go to the Kelce Jam NFL Draft Weekend. Finish these lyrics.
Don't have to be rich to be my
I just want your extra time and your kiss.
Hey, R.I.P. to the great Prince. And you going to the Kelce Jam next weekend as the NFL draft comes to the town. You got two tickets, April 28th at the Azura Amphitheater. Oh, yeah. Performances by Machine Gun Kelly, Tech N9ne, Rick Ross, and Loud Luxury. Plus, you qualified yourself for a shot at $1,000 in some spring cash next Friday, too.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tell the town what station's your number one choice for hip-hop and R&B in KC.
Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that beat.
Outstanding.
Your first choice to qualify to win $1,000 in spring cash starts. With Hot 103 Jams.
What a money reside. What a money reside. What a money reside. What a money reside.
Baby, let me see you go, Brenda. Brenda, Leticia, Leticia, Spidey. Hey, girl, go ahead and turn. I like the way she do that there. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda, Linda, Felicia, Felicia, Spidey. Hey, girl, go ahead and turn. Go, Don, go, Don, go, Sean, go, Sean. Garnett, 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 Garnett,
Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett, Garnett